This is an All Ears English bonus episode. Join the web class. Learn how to tell a joke and how to respond to a joke in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you want to be able to understand jokes in English and be funny? Today, find out how to sign up for our next web class. You don't want to miss this. Listen in today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
It's going great. It is awesome. I'm just laughing as always. What about you?
I'm laughing for sure. I love laughing and I love it when it's just that feeling you get when someone makes you laugh. Every bone in your body relaxes.
Yes. Well, it's scientifically proven that laughing and smiling is good for our health, right? Yes. Like, I'm sure you've read studies like that, right?
Oh, for sure. And, you know, I've been around friends that have genuinely been funny, but I also think that it's easier than we think to be funny. There's like a traditional way that people, like certain people are funny, but then there's also a way that you can be lighthearted in the world and just create good nature and you don't have to be telling jokes. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So guys, we are doing a web class. Michelle and I are doing a web class that is going to teach you how to be funny in English, but also how you can understand our humor. Because those are two very different skills, right? And we want you guys to be able to do both. Like, why? Partly, like Lindsay said, it's good for us. It relaxes us. Mm-hmm. But also, guys, this is how you connect with people in a relaxed way.
For sure. I'm so happy that we're finally doing a web class on this topic, right? Because we try to cover our web classes on our web classes, the most important pieces of connection, like being magnetic, being charismatic, having an interesting personality. This is part of it, guys. Totally. This is how you build a connection. So before we go any further into this episode, let's give our listeners the link on where to sign up. Where should they go?
Oh my gosh, guys. Okay. AllEarsEnglish.com/funny, FUNNY. /funny. So we're having the web classes March 17th and March 28th. March 28th and 30th. Okay. So the 28th is a Saturday, guys. I'm sure a lot of you could show up then.
Oh, absolutely. Guys, our web classes are getting more and more popular. So make sure you get your spot early because there is a limited number of seats in those web classes.
Yes.
So we may get to the point soon where we have to turn people away, where if you don't show up on time, the room might be full. So go and sign up, get it on your calendar, and get to the web class.
Yes, guys. Okay. This is so important, right? I think Some people say you're born funny or you're not born funny. That's not true, I don't think. Like, you can learn how to participate in a funnier way, in a more lighthearted way, in a more delightful way in English conversations. And it's just about having these lessons, right? We are going to identify the most common types of humor, give you examples about those, right?
Yes.
Even share some jokes.
I love it. And also the, you know, Michelle has done some work in comedy. So Michelle's going to be on this web class, which is going to be really cool. You should ask her about that experience. She's done some comedy writing for a well-known comedian, and she's done some stand-up comedy work. So we have almost like an expert experience, expert opinion on this web class too, guys. Another angle into being funny. So that's going to be cool as well.
Yes, totally. Oh my gosh. If you're going to trust anyone to learn from, look at Michelle's resume. Yeah. I mean, she's not just a comedy writer, but you guys hear her on the show. She's very funny.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. So guys, you're going to learn how to be like that or how to be funny as you are, right?
Exactly.
As yourself. That's the key. Everyone can be funny and you can do it in English. And we're going to show you how to do it on the web class.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Exactly, guys. So just two little sneak peeks here in something that you'll learn. Anecdotal humor is, I think, one of the best ways to use humor to connect to another person. What does that mean, anecdotal?
So I think this means telling stories. It's basically telling stories. And some people are really good at this. I have a friend of a friend that is so known for just going on these long stories, but they're usually really funny. And she gets herself into some really weird situations. I honestly don't know how she does that. But somehow she ends up in these situations and her stories are like half an hour, but they're hilarious.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. Well, guys, you don't have to, you know, tell stories for that long, but even like, this is something we talk about in the course as well, right? Telling stories to another person, sharing your personal experience, and also embellishing a little bit or exaggerating a little bit, making your story even funnier than it was, making it bigger than it was. Like, we're going to tell you how to do that.
That's interesting. So embellishing and exaggerating, I wonder how that varies across cultures, right? So this is why we want to show you guys, we're going to teach you how to do it in American English, right? Because that's what we know. That's our culture. Maybe it's different. I'm sure it's different in your culture. What is the material of what makes something funny? But we're going to show you what it is here. And exaggeration is a huge part of American English, right?
Oh my gosh, for sure. Oh my gosh. I exaggerate constantly. Yeah. And that is also an exaggeration. Right? Like, I can't stop myself from exaggerating. So guys, real fast before we finish up today, yes, learn how to be funny. But we get emails all the time just like, I want to laugh at this sitcom. I want to laugh at this movie. I hear native speakers laughing. I don't understand why. Yeah. So we know, guys, that this is also something that you need. And so culture, context, we're going to talk about that as well.
Absolutely. And that may be almost the bigger skill, right? Understanding humor, because not everyone wants to be funny all the time, right? But most people want to get the joke. They want to get the joke. They want to also erupt in laughter when the crowd erupts in laughter. You want to share that connection moment when you're having a good belly laugh, which is a good term we should tell our listeners about maybe on the web class, right? A belly laugh. You want to enjoy those moments of life because they go by fast.
Yeah. Yes. And guys, oh my gosh, release all those positive endorphins into your brain. Come to the web class, guys, allearsenglish.com/funny. This is going to be a great time. Okay.
It's going to be awesome.
First of all, but also you guys are going to learn so much. All right. allearsenglish.com/funny.
Yep. We'll see you guys there. Go and sign up right now before spots fill up. One more time, allearsenglish.com/funny. All right. We're off the mic for today, Jessica. See you on the web class.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.